Babbel.com, language for life. Why Babbel? When you want to learn a new language, you want to be able to actually use it with real people in the real world. Every part of Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Designed by pros, lessons with realistic scenarios, designed by over 100 linguists. Use what you know. Interactive dialogues that get you speaking confidently. Learn on any device. Compatibility with most devices with lessons that are only 10 to 15 minutes. Remember everything. Reviews that bring back everything you've learned. Number one selling language learning app. Oh, download the app today and start learning language for your everyday life from the App Store or Google Play. Choose how to learn. To start with Babbel, choose the plan that works best for you. Babbel app subscription. Get unlimited access to hundreds of award-winning lessons designed for all learners based on level and time commitment. Babbel live subscription. You'll have access to live virtual classes taught by top language teachers available at a variety of days, times, and levels. Plus access to all Babbel online lessons. People love Babbel. Thousands of five-star reviews. Publications love Babbel. The Wall Street Journal, Business Insider, CNN, Forbes, The New York Times, The Washington Post, USA Today, CNET. Choose from the following languages: Spanish, French, German, Italian, Russian, Portuguese, Turkish, Dutch, Swedish, Polish, Norwegian, Indonesian, Danish, over 10 million subscriptions sold. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Here are your weekly recaps of sports for April 22nd to the 26th, 2024. The Young and the Restless. You may not think of Wisconsin as a state with the most hyper-competitive mega companies, but maybe you should. Set in fictional General City, the Young and the Restless never ceases to revel in corporate intrigue and business as usual. Since its debut on March 26, 1973, the CBS soap has veered away from storylines about the haves and the have-nots to focus on the haves and the have-mores. Luckily, the filthy rich Newman Abbott and Winter Spammy have been determined to prove on the daily that money can't buy happiness, and considering the scandalousness of their love affairs, it's a good thing that the show ditched its original title, The Innocent Years, as if. Recaps. Jordan strikes again, Phyllis kicks off the plan, Christine puts on the brakes. Victor and Nikki's party takes an unexpected turn. Well, unexpected if you haven't looked at the spoiler pictures gathered up. What with Phyllis no longer chasing after Dana like he was her favorite Tiger Beat cover boy, nothing is standing in the way of his and Christine's future, so why does she put the brakes on their big plans? We wish we had much energy as Jordan, seemingly indefatigable, the wiggy madwoman set her sights on a new target. Greg Rucker has some exciting news to share. We're going to go on a limb and call this progress for Nemesis. Says Victor and Jack made your progress even in a moment of need. They put their teams aside to help their families. Yesterday, Jordan was eyeballing a new victim. Today, Summer Carl's world spins out of control. Yeah, we think we could probably safely do the math on that one to figure out who's in danger. Desperate times call for desperate measures. So desperate that Victoria risks her hard-won relationship with Claire by questioning her trust in her daughter. Could she have snowed everyone and be acting as Jordan's accomplice? Nikki falls off the wall again, and Jordan reaches out to Kyle again. Face off, Claire's worst nightmare creates a golden opportunity, but a nasty twist awaits her. When Nikki shares her secret with Lauren, it surely seems like a good idea, but if the redhead thinks that it shouldn't be kept under her hat, will she spill the beans to Jack and or Victor? Nothing like a crisis to bring a family together. That's what happens when Nick and Phil support Summer. Is it too late for Tracy to give Ashley some tough love? We might suspect so, but Tracy is pretty wise and compassionate, so we have to assume she knows what she's doing. A Young and the Restless baddie is back, but James Hyde, who played General Says Jeremy Stark, won't tell us how. Liz stands the ground, added issues a cry for help, and fills and falls herself in not one but two dramas. Raising a kid is tricky. Co-parenting is even trickier, so Adam's reminded when he and Chelsea share a difference of opinion about Connor. Christine receives a blast from the past, so like maybe Danny standing in her driveway with a boombox blowing rock on, hell hath no fury. Like a woman scorned, if Daniel didn't know that before, he's about to, as Lily vows to make the cheater pay for his betrayal. Love this bit that reacts to a fan's request. I'm telling you right now, I'm not, and we won't, and we don't blame her. Locked and loaded, Nikki goes rogue, and you won't believe what happens next. Sharon tears up, helping Adam. Summer reaches out to Chance, and Nikki's plan leaves Victoria aghast. This sounds like a prescription for chaos. Just as Victor and Jack join forces, Nikki goes rogue. Who will be left standing when the dust settles and the smoke clears? No one knows Adam better than his ex-wife, Sharon. So perhaps he's smart to turn to her for guidance. In my professional opinion, hazelnut latte is your way forward, Adam. Next week. While Victor is busy racking his brain for a way to eliminate the never-ending threat that Jordan poses, Devon will be tearing a page from the Mustache's playbook. At the same time, a former couple grows closer. Still, Ashley sprouts yet another personality, and Nikki makes a decision that could turn out to do or die. Russ's rant, young Russ's kidnapping story, has more holes than Ashley's memory, plus Nikki and Jordan's meet-up preview, Ashley's newest author, and much more. Wednesday, April 22nd. On Monday, April 22nd, today the role of the Hardy Boys was played by Jack and Victor, uncover a clue about Harrison's kidnapping. Is lightning about to strike twice for Lily and Billy? We might be a little worried if we were Chelsea as her boyfriend seeks to reestablish his connection with his ex. No one will be asking who's the boss when Devon takes a power move at Chance of Winners, but in its aftermath, they may be asking who should be the boss. Tuesday, April 23rd, Victor takes matters to the only hands that he truly trusts to get anything done his own. In the wake of Devon shaking things up at CW, Jill is forced to manage control with her team, or shall we just call it what it is, babysitting. Desperate and growing more so in the wake of Harrison's abduction, Victoria helps her mother make a dangerous decision, while Nikki regrets going out on a limb. Wednesday, April 24th. Nikki seems to make a deal with the devil herself, Jordan, of course reaching an agreement and assuring that the mad woman keeps up her end of the bargain are two very different things. Ever since Phyllis Hale Mary played for Danny turned out not to have a prayer, she's been in a romantic slump, but that could all change in a heartbeat with a single bold and beautiful crossover. Tickly, a crowd makes a chunk of discovery. It could just be that he finds Harrison safe and sound asleep in his bed, but it's never the good kind of shock, is it? She has more facets than a diamond, yet another side of Ashley emerges, giving her nearly as many offers as she's had husbands, and she's had a lot of those. Thursday, April 25th, another day, another plan of attack against Jordan. One of these days, one of Victor's schemes to bring down Claire's local aunt will work. Are we headed for Cole and Victoria 2.0? Could be, as the former Marys reminisce about their past. Hope Jack is sitting down when he receives the sober news. Will the nightmare into which the family has been thrown ever end? Friday, April 26th. Can't wait to see what Tracy makes of the new alternate personality that emerges from Ashley. When Audra makes a promise to Tucker, he'd be wise to see whether the conniver is crossing her fingers behind her back. Billy thinks he's so clever, but he's not slick enough to get a step ahead of Devon. The bold and beautiful. You don't have to know anything about fashion to enjoy the bold and beautiful. The CBS daytime drama is as much about raising viewers' blood pressure as it is about lowering models' necklines. Created as a sister soap for the young and the restless by that show's creators, the late William J. and Lee Philip Bell, the bold and beautiful debuted on March 23rd, 1987. From that day forward, drama swirled around the dysfunctional Forrester family and its fancy schmancy design dynasty, Forrester Creations. Rival companies have come and gone, but the one founded by Eric and the late Stephanie Forrester remains the hottest haute couture outfit in Los Angeles. Recaps: RJ learns Luna has sex with Zendaya, Steffi confronts Deacon, and Carter stunned by Zendaya's admission pulling a share, Steffi demands that Deacon snap out of it and return to the realm of reality, or the realm that she wishes were true. After weeks of hemming and hawing on Luna's part, RJ finally learns the truth about his girlfriend, her mom's special mint, and then they come to think of it, maybe a special mint would help him absorb the news more easily. Well, it's been a few years since Bullyfield seemed so it was due on screen. Wait till you see him now. RJ punches Cindy, and Hope opens up to Liam about Thomas. We thought that Hope had made herself pretty clear already. Nevertheless, she reveals the real reason she turned down Thomas' proposal to Liam. Was there more to it than we knew? Speaking of Thomas, we know everyone's expecting him to hook up with Ivy, but he may just have a curveball in store for Hope and Brooke. RJ anger confronts Zendy for sleeping with his girlfriend. Maybe now Zendy will stop Damien about the night he had sex with a young woman who was too out of it to consent. RJ rages at Zendy, and Deacon tells Finn about Sugar. Now that Ding Dong the Witch is dead, or so they think, Liam and Hope agree to let Beth spend more time with Deacon. How do you mend a broken heart? That's what Poppy will be asking herself as she attempts to comfort Luna. Deacon stops Lauren in the tracks with one word. RJ lets Luna know where he stands, and Steffi and Finn discuss Deacon's obsession. Deacon pursues a new lead. Could it be Sugar? In his quest to prove he's not crazy, Finn shares his concern about Deacon with Steffi, because if there's one thing she wants to talk about more than Sheila, it's Deacon's continued obsession with Sheila. How long, we can just imagine her thinking until the kids are forced into problem children. Lauren walks Deacon's world as Hope checks on Finn. Rather than focus on their own lives, hopefully Steffi and Finn worry about Deacon's mental health. They'll be fine. Next week, Deacon is sure he knows the truth, but can he figure out a way to prove that Sheila's alive? Meanwhile, Steph and Hope wind up in an unfamiliar position. Brooke shares news, and RJ gets a whole lot of support. Monday, April 22nd, Hope asks a fan a poignant and pointed question about Sheila. Steffi claps back at Liam for taking Deacon seriously. Tuesday, April 23rd, Deacon dives deeper into his detective work to prove his theory. RJ has a strong point of view when she learns of Moon's betrayal of RJ. Finn and Steffi spend romantic time away from their children. Wednesday, April 24th, having found a lead, Deacon requests Finn's assistance. Zendy confesses to Carter that he slept with Luna. RJ and Luna have an awkward moment while working together. Thursday, April 25th, Deacon puts the puzzle pieces together and recounts a crazy story to Finn. Steffi and Hope stand united in their stance on Deacon and Sheila. Ridge gives Brooke good news, and Brooke in turn delivers bad news. Friday, April 26th, Finn and Deacon embark on a quest to get to the truth. The fourth family comes together to support RJ. General Hospital recaps. Ava sets up Linda to further anger Sunny. Sasha saves the session by going on air with Aven, and Carla fills Jason in on what's happened with Sunny. When Jason needs the latest info, he knows who to turn to. Carly, who helped advise them with an update. When Tracy went to the doctor a few weeks ago, we'll admit we worried, but everything turned out fine, and now she's even getting a bit of good news. Sunny takes a meeting with Drew, what's he got to discuss with Jason's brother. Meanwhile, John, who has made no bones about his efforts to bring down Sunny by any means necessary, shares his latest theory with Anna. Ava's been one of Nina's biggest supporters, but these days all she wants to do is to keep her from discovering the truth. In the new preview for the week, it looks like Spoiler, of all people, will be the one to topple Sunny's criminal empire. Laura wonders if Sunny should go to jail. Maxie tells Felicia how she feels about Spinelli, and Ava and Sunny grow closer. They say great minds think alike, which might explain why Anna and Laura come to the same realization. Where exactly does Jocelyn's relationship with Dick stand? We want answers, so hopefully Trina will get a few when she questions the pair. As they've done so many times in the past, Alexis and Finn turn to one another for support. It had to happen sooner or later. Chase and Brooklyn are finally going to have that all-important conversation about the thing that divides so many couples, money. Elizabeth and Gregory have another honest talk. This time, she's the one opening up to him. Sunday's future is in Cyrus and Sands. Brooklyn and Chase talk about money, and Alexis and Finn support one another. Those who thought Carly Duffy Dream might be the first step toward her reuniting with Sunny won't want to hear this, but she's about to get much closer to John. Cyrus is ready to talk. He's going to tell Anna everything, or at least his version of everything. Or at least his version of everything. Lois asks Sunny if she's going to be attending Kadar's wedding. Meanwhile, Ava keeps him in the dark about something important. As Ava realizes Sunny's meds have been tampered with, it takes making the right move or putting himself in jeopardy as he pursues his new career. The day we've sort of been dreading has finally arrived. Sunny learns that Dex is working for the local police department. Meanwhile, Jocelyn hopes what she says to Anna will have an impact. How will Carla react to the special gift Jason presents her with? And Nina and Drew throw sparks again. As the wedding day approaches, Brooklyn has a heartfelt conversation with her mom. So sweet, Michael even pays a loving tribute to his daughter, plus, well, she's got dad's baby blues. Nobody argues with the fierceness of Sunny and Carly, who find themselves having a major class. Meanwhile, Nina discovers something that we suspect won't thrill her. Sam draws a line in the sand, telling Jason he should stay away, as far away from Danny. Drew and Willem find time to reconnect. After their impression, Lois makes on Maxie. We wouldn't be surprised if Brooklyn's mom becomes the latest employee of Deception. Next week, Dex finds himself acing doubles, chasing Dallas, while Jocelyn winds up in yet another war of words with Christina. Elsewhere, Sam takes a stand, only to later wonder if she's doing more harm than good, and the pre-wedding festivities get underway, plus what on this planet could bring Carly and Nina together. Monday, April 12th, Sunny and Carly fans may want to look away because the couple whom many hope to see reunite are about to go at it, and not in a sexy way. Nina makes a discovery, but will it be something she can use to her advantage? Sam makes it clear to Jason that he is to stay far, far away from their son. Wonder how Danny will feel about that. They haven't spent much time together lately, but Drew is about to reconnect with Willow. Lois proves she's not the only member of her family who knows a thing or two about Deception. Maxie, get ready to be impressed. Tuesday, April 23rd. As the countdown to Brooklyn's wedding begins, today her bridal shower kicks into high gear. Meanwhile, Jason's dressing room is also underway and it involves the throwing of dangerous weapons as well as the most unexpected guests. Jason might be one of the most guarded people to ever reside in Port Charles, so who manages to bring her walls down a bit today? Remember a few weeks back when Christina and Jocelyn got into a verbal altercation? Well, get ready because here comes round two. Wednesday, April 24th. Well, the wedding hit a snag when Chase and Finn discover that their father is having a medical crisis. Sam can't help but worry about Danny and how he's coping with recent events. Jocelyn has a revealing conversation with Jason. Could Jordan and Drew, who spend a little time together, realize that they are both very attractive single people? Even as he prepares to start his new job, Dex can't help wondering if he's made the right decision. Thursday, April 25th, Sonny's having a heck of a week. He started it by getting into a fight with Carly, and now Jason is getting in his face. TJ has recently been expressing, if only to Marshall, concern about the decision to let Molly be his and Molly's surrogate. Those fears are revisited in the wake of Christina's latest actions. Meanwhile, Christina finds herself increasingly worried about her dad. Drew and Carly share a moment, but not necessarily the kind that will lead to a reunion. Trina may have lost Spencer, but she manages to stay close to his family as she and Laura care for Ace. Friday, April 26th. They've navigated the tricky waters of difficult friendship for years, so what prompts Laura to decide that she can't forgive Sunny? Nina and Carly may not be fond of one another, but they do come together over a mutual concern. Might Nina tell Carly her suspicions regarding Ava? When Finn and Gary butt heads, it seems it's safe to assume it might well be over the older man's medical condition and how it should be handled moving forward. Molly turns to Alexis for help. When Sasha sees her husband's offer, will she accept? Days of Elias Peacock recap. Chanel vanishes in the snowstorm. The Stephen Harris son is his lawyer. Things are probably about 86% less romantic than your typical honeymoon. Chanel and Johnny wind up snowbound in the cabin with Julie. Cue the theme from Romeo and Juliet as Brady and Teresa tell Tate he needs to stay away from Holly. Yeah, because that'll work. Sloan's been having financial trouble with having to pay Leo's blackmail and all, but that situation should be eased when she winds up taking on a new client, Stefan. EJ has our attention mainly because he's about to hold a press conference. Greg Riker has some exciting news to share. Stefan disrupts a press conference and Paulina leaves isolation to function out. As Paulina continues her treatment, Sarah is by her side, what with being a doctor. Yesterday, EJ called the press conference. Oddly enough, today he's trying to avoid the reporters he summoned. Good thing journalists Chad and Sander are there to prevent him from slipping away. Ava's ready to move. Good thing she's got a big, strong guy like Harris around to help her pack. Wonder if he can hire him for our next move. Paulina finds Chanel. Eric overhears Leo's end of an incriminating conversation, and Megan proposes to Constantine as John investigates Constantine's wife. Marlena worries how he'll react to what he finds. Constantine loses something of a great personal value and it sends him into a tizzy. Megan and Constantine shake on their agreement while Kristen and Stefan scheme to oust EJ. Teresa is about to receive some terrible news regarding the future of Bella. Keep Constantine from being shipped up. Maggie makes a very big move. EJ's got his eye on the top spot at the Enterprises. How far will Chris and Stefan go to prevent that from happening? Wendy confesses to Trip. Flight's order that Ava get into the Beast and recover Gil's black pick leaves her and Harris trying to figure out how to proceed. Everett fibs to Stephanie about therapy and then signs the divorce papers, and Constantine demands his car back from Thomas with a menacing expression. Everett bends over legal papers on the table while holding a pen. Cynthia tells us when Jada overhears Eric insists that Everett signed the divorce up, she might see a side of her current beau, which surprises her. Marlena and John will be on diaper duty when they agree to babysit Jude, and it's clearly family day as Chad spends time with his son. Thomas, Maggie, and Constance discuss their upcoming nuptials, just hoping she's smart enough to get Justin to draw up a quick prenup. Next week, Harris and Ava hope against hope that a second or maybe third time is a charm. Meanwhile, Kristen and EJ put on their crime-solving caps. Sarah and Zandy get a major shock, and Paulina has some very choice words for EJ. Monday, April 22nd, Paulina didn't score any points with Abe and Caleb by rushing off to try and help Chanel. Meanwhile, given that the honeymoon was a complete and total bust, to say the least, John decides the least they can do is surprise his new wife. When Clyde bring down the next Harris and Everett attempt to reclaim the crime boss, little black book from the bistro. Kate thought by now her son's name had been cleared. Well, venting to Roman about the situation helped. Tuesday, April 23rd, Sloan had to know this was coming. Eric calls her out on the fact that their budget is definitely out of whack. She'll have to think fast to cover her tracks. Tate and Holly continue the whole secret romance thing by sneaking off to spend time together. Cue the foul chicken bow wow music because Teresa's going to steam things up by giving Alex a massage. In case there are any questions whatsoever about the future of Demera Enterprises, EJ sits his sister down and fills Kristen in on his plans for the family business. Brady and Nicole manage to share a nice moment reflecting on their friendship. Wednesday, April 24th, we're not sure which was more shocking to Jada, that Everett signed the divorce papers, or that she has to find out about it from Stephanie. On the second thought, yeah, we suspect the latter one bothers her more. Kristen and Stefan ponder who might have killed Lee, running through a list of suspects which will likely include one another. As for us, we're willing to bet he's not dead. After all, it's not the kind of town where death is permanent. When Trip plans a surprise for Wendy, will they wind up on the same page? The last effort of finding the little black book having proven fruitless, Ava and Harris give it a go once again. Rafe has no time to play good cop best, so he slips into bad cop mode as he issues a warning to Stefan. Wednesday, April 25th, Sarah and Zander have been through enough that nothing could shock them, but Maggie proves that's not true by revealing her intention to marry Constantine. Meanwhile, the groom-to-be is doing everything he can to drive a wedge between longtime pals John and Steve. Good luck with that, dude. Chris suggests that she and Alex spend a little time together, as in the night. And Teresa says she feels like a big old failure. Will Brady convince her otherwise? Friday, April 26th, determined to find answers to his and Sloan's financial problems, Eric decides to follow the money only to have it lead him to the Salem Inn and Leo. Nicole hopes that Chad might consider hiring her to work at the Spectator. Paulina reads EJ up one side and down the other. John and Chanel are looking for a new place to live. What do you want to bet they wind up moving into a set we're already familiar with? Have a good week and stay tuned to your shows to find out what happened next. And stay safe.